Good morning. Locally dense fog has developed across interior New York and New England this morning, especially in areas where we have deep snowpack and some of the river valleys. As a result, visibility is down in a lot of places, and in some cases even a quarter mile or less, so it could be slower than usual for the morning drive. We also have a few rounds of showers passing through, particularly the Adirondacks and into the upper Hudson Valley, eventually over into central and northern Vermont, as a clipper system works its way through the area. Scattered showers will be common this morning. However, most of the activity will diminish for the second half of the day. At the same time, with a cold front blowing through, temperatures will manage to reach the mid to upper 40s in a lot of places out ahead of the front, even lower to mid 50s in the lower Hudson Valley and southern parts of New England. But after that front passes by, the wind will pick up and become gusty out of the west, at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, and temperatures will begin to drop off. In fact, readings will slide back through the 40s and into the 30s across the Green Mountains and Adirondacks later today. And into the evening hours, a few scattered rain showers will change over to snow showers. The rest of the region will dry out overnight tonight with lows in the 20s. This will set us up for a drier day on Tuesday with high pressure building in, still rather breezy and certainly cooler, with temperatures only in the lower 30s for highs and wind chill values in the 20s. We'll lose some of the wind and gain a little more sun Wednesday and Thursday and even into the day on Friday, with only a weak disturbance passing through on Thursday night with a few snow showers. Otherwise, high temperatures will be below normal again and mainly in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. The tail end of a cold front exiting the East Coast this morning will drop slowly southward through Florida over the next couple of days. This will continue the risk of showers and thunderstorms across the state with locally heavy rain and a marginal risk of flash flooding possible today, mainly across the northern part of the peninsula. Lingering, widely scattered precipitation will continue on the backside of this system across the lower Great Lakes and Appalachians as well, with light snow accumulations possible in favorable downwind locations of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Meanwhile, out west, another system approaching the west coast tomorrow will gradually increase the threat of rain across parts of coastal California and snow in the Sierra Nevadas. The rest of the country will be under the influence of high pressure through the short term, which will keep precipitation chances low and temperatures below normal. Initially, across the east, temperatures will be about 10 to 15 degrees above normal today, but will drop below normal by tomorrow as colder air over the central part of the country shifts eastward. Farther west, temperatures from the Great Basin to the Central Plains and into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys will be as much as 10 to 20 degrees below normal. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a west wind at 54 gusting to 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/4 mile visibility in dense fog, 44 degrees, the dew point 42, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.52 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain showers changing to snow showers and temperatures falling through the 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 39, that's 5 degrees above normal. 56 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 69 hundredths now for the month, which is 48 hundredths above normal. And with 10.4 inches of snow for the season, that's 6.7 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 26. The record high, 63, set in 2009. And the record low, 1 below zero in 1976 and in 1940. Sunrise this morning at 7:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered showers and locally dense fog this morning, becoming breezy later today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, a few showers and dense fog this morning, becoming breezy later today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy with scattered showers and locally dense fog this morning, becoming breezy later today, with temperatures in the mid-40s falling back into the 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few showers and locally dense fog this morning, becoming breezy later today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and locally dense fog this morning, becoming breezy later today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the middle and upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds and increasing sunshine and breezy on Tuesday, colder, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Wednesday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday in the mid-30s. A chance of snow showers Thursday night. Partly sunny, breezy on Friday, back to the lower 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds, upper 20s on Saturday. And mostly sunny, breezy, lower 30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.